But see terms of use.
After the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Roberta Fasanelli is here, and we're going to spend some time, Roberta, with somebody from the World Nuclear Association, a gentleman whose task is to straighten out the misinformation. At least that's the way I read it, frankly. I have a lot of reservations when reading some of these headlines and the fear and stuff, these crazy people that are buying these pills out here. It's to the point of being crazy.
Yeah, I'm in trouble because I'm allergic to iodine, so I don't know what I would do if I got exposed to radiation.
Guess what? You don't have to worry about it. You'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll be fine. I'll protect you. I'll save you. I'll save her.
Ian
Horlacy from the World Nuclear Association will be here in a few minutes. In the meantime, we are here, Roberta and I, to save the day in many different ways. And one of the ways we'll do it is to have a little laughter for you at 10 after, right after this on Good Day.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, so Roberta.
Yes, dear.
I always, when I see some of these questions that have no answers, I always think we ought to communicate. We ought to try to figure them out. Even if they do seem to be questions with no answers, maybe we ought to try to figure it out. For example, why do doctors leave the room while you change? They're going to see you naked anyway. So why do they leave the room?
Right? Maybe so you don't feel funny taking your clothes off in front of them?
No.
Well, maybe not you, but if I'm at like a gynecologist's office, I don't want to see him taking my clothes off.
Okay, that's refreshing. Okay, next. This is food for thought stuff, folks. Why is the word bra singular and panties plural? Why? A bit of food for thought.
I guess it depends on how big your rear is.
Why do toasters always have a setting that burns the toast to a horrible crisp, which no human being would want to eat? Why is that? If Jimmy cracks corn and no one cares, why is there a stupid song about him? Jimmy cracks corn and I don't care. Jimmy cracks corn and I don't care. Jimmy cracks corn and I don't care. The master's gone away. If the professor on Gilligan's Island can make a radio out of a coconut, why can't he fix a hole in the boat? Something. Right? I mean, makes sense.
You know, I've always thought about that, watching that. I love that show.
Why does Goofy stand erect while Pluto remains on all fours? Good question. If Willie Coyote had enough money to buy all that Acme stuff, why didn't he just buy dinner? You got to know the story of Willie Coyote, I guess. If corn oil is made from corn and vegetable oil is made from vegetables, what's baby oil made from? Excuse me.
Babies!
If electricity comes from electrons, does morality come from morons?
One would think so sometimes.
Do the Alphabet song and Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star have the same tune? Alphabet's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L.
Yeah, it does.
It does,
Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Yeah,
it does.
Why do you... Well, anyway, never mind. Why do they... Why do they call it an asteroid when it's outside the hemisphere, but call it a hemorrhoid when it's in your butt?
I'm not going near that one.
I know you're not. 10 past the hour. We meet the gentleman from the World Nuclear Association next year on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on a worry-free guarantee.
Okay, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Roberta and I now are going to have a conversation with Ian Hora-Lacy, who is from the World Nuclear Association. They're located in London. They monitor things such as what's going on in Japan. They are probably one of the world's leading resources for facts on nuclear energy, and that's what I'd like to get to. And, of course, everybody, Roberta, has their own poison. Facts are, you know, the truth and facts all seem to come as a result of whatever your biases are. Anyway, he's written a book called Nuclear Electricity, the expanded 8th edition of Nuclear Energy. Actually, the 9th edition is pending. A lot of people have a lot of interests in this technology. So we're happy to have you here, Mr. Lacy. What do you think is the biggest misconception about the realities of what's going on in Japan?
Oh, look, I think there's a lot of, you know, we hear of explosions in nuclear plants, and this immediately gets people a bit anxious. In fact, the two hydrogen explosions on Saturday and I think Tuesday or Monday, you know, have very little significance in respect to the public safety there. But there is a big challenge in keeping those reactors cool. Those three reactors which lost their power on Friday soon after the earthquake, they've been battling uphill ever since.
Mm-hmm. How much danger, the people who are close to this event certainly are in danger for several reasons, but when you look at, there's a lot of talk today about the wind changing direction and perhaps some of the nuclear particles flowing toward Tokyo, and then you see the drama on television with these things, these wands that are supposed to detect radiation and other things that are supposed to clean it up. How much danger, really, before we even talk about America, are the people who are in Tokyo or the average Japanese citizen who may be more than 100 miles away from where this event took place?
Zero.
No, there's not any risk at all.
Absolutely zero. Look, there are concerns around the plant in the immediate vicinity. But no, look, absolutely zero in answer to your question.
All right, so what is there, how is this thing getting whipped up to the point, this drama? I said earlier today it was about as foolish as anything that I can remember. I don't want to downgrade the realities or the problems that nuclear energy may pose, but in this circumstance, and by the way, go back to Three Mile Island in our country, which actually, there was no real damage, there was no life lost. The only real problem that I can remember in my lifetime is Chernobyl, and it was bad. But are all these other things sort of a tempest in a teapot?
Yes. By comparison, Chernobyl was a complete outlier in respect to the general world picture on nuclear safety. It's a reactor design that should never have been built, and it was run incompetently. There's no Western reactor or current generation Russian reactor, for that matter, that's remotely comparable to Chernobyl in respect to its safety.
Mm. So, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
But the other thing to point out is that these are old reactors. They were designed by General Electric in the 1960s. They were certainly state of the art then, and they are very capable machines, even though they're not at that time. And they still remain capable machines and sound and sensible to operate. They're very different to current state-of-the-art machines today. That reactor technology has evolved very strongly in a number of respects very relevant to safety. And in particular, you now have, in a lot of reactor designs, passive safety built in, which means that if you have an emergency shutdown due to an earthquake like Friday, then you can simply sit down and have a cup of tea. And the reactor itself will by convection, cool itself without any input of electricity at all.
Wow.
And that represents a fair sort of evolution of safety and sophistication of design.
You can think of the movie China Syndrome. Remember that, Jack Lantman? Remember that, Roberta?
Yep, I remember. Yep.
Yeah, and I think Jane Fonda was in it. And it was a political movie aimed at taking a poke at nuclear energy and that kind of stuff. And it was a good movie. But when you get down to brass tacks here, as you just suggested and what I've read and understood, I used to not be necessarily much of a fan of nuclear energy, but you look at it, I mean, the most difficult thing to grasp is what to do with these rods, right? I mean, they are a nuisance, if not perhaps worse than that. Isn't that the real danger or problem with nuclear energy? Otherwise, if the plants are well run by people who know what the heck they're doing, there shouldn't be any problem at all. Am I right or not?
Well, it depends what you mean by problem. I mean, where has nuclear waste from the civil cycle been a problem?
I can't think of
anywhere in the world where there'd been a problem, in a sense of other than, you know, a technological and political challenge. Mm-hmm. They've never threatened anybody, they've never hurt anybody, and so on. So I think that's the first statement to make. Secondly, yes, there are some political challenges, particularly in your country, on that matter.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, they're sort of all the used fuel is sitting around the reactors or around your country, which is not ideal, but it's no problem to anybody, really, apart from needing to find a bit of space to park them.
Uh-huh. What do you do in England and what in Europe is done? The French are pretty vocally. Germans have said, well, we got 7 reactors. We're going to shut them down and look at them. Is this all political? What are the realities of what's going on in Europe?
The German situation is entirely political. Mrs. Merkel has an election in a couple of weeks, and that's the issue there. And she's already, on a bit of a knife edge anyway with public opinion on extending lives of reactors. But just looking more broadly, you know, France is the main country running nuclear power in Europe. Its fuel is all reprocessed and recycled.
Mm-hmm.
In contrast to the policy from Jimmy Carter's time in the U.S.
Right.
And that is a major distinction. Reprocessing is quite an expensive thing, and if uranium prices are low, it's barely justified economically. But in another sense, it makes a lot of sense to recycle the 96% of your used fuel that can be recycled.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't
and
think
simply
anything.
Then dispose of, 3 at most 4%.
Yeah, I don't think even people know that. The hysteria around this and the damnable news cycle, the 24-hour news channels, these newspapers with their headlines, you'd think the world was going to completely melt in the next 24 hours. It's really that irresponsible, I think, anyway.
I agree.
Yeah, it's crazy. These stupid... I'm going to get off on a toot, and I don't want to. Let's go back to Japan for a minute and the people who have been exposed to this. I think 15 people, is that the number I heard, or 20 people in the hospital over there because of being exposed to excess radiation?
I doubt if anybody is in hospital because of being exposed to excess radiation. There may be some people, there certainly are some people in hospital as a result of those hydrogen explosions. I think about a dozen or 15 were injured with flying debris and so forth.
Yeah.
But I have not heard of anybody getting a radiation dose which would be even remotely health-threatening.
All right, let's talk in a moment. I know you have a few more minutes. I'm going to talk about this mania to buy these pills over here and where else. I don't know if they're selling them over in England or not. I don't know if anybody in England is worried about this.
Call at 1:30.
All right, so hold on. We got to do a couple of things here, and then we'll come back. Ian Hoare-Lacy is with us. He's from the World Nuclear Association, written books on nuclear electricity and nuclear energy. It's 21 after on Good Day.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Shelley Palmer will be focused on Netflix and how much digital video is being streamed online from them in a few minutes here on Good Day. Meanwhile, we're back to a different discussion about a different kind of technology, nuclear energy. Ian Hoare Lacy is here from England's World Nuclear Association. I know you've been very busy dealing with this. It is, when people call you, is it mostly for radio stuff? Are you getting any calls from newspaper reporters? And the reason I ask that question is because as I look at some of these headlines, which is aimed at selling newspapers, not necessarily telling the truth, it borders on complete irresponsibility. I'm looking at three or four right now. The first one I see is nuclear crisis worsens in Japan. How? How is the nuclear crisis? What is the crisis? Even using that word is irresponsible, isn't it?
Well, it's a bit hyped up, and yes, we had, incidentally, the World Nuclear Association is an international trade association that just happens to be based in London, but in this, one of the Sunday papers here, the Sunday Times, actually, normally a very responsible paper, had a headline about nuclear reactor explodes. But no, look, I've had nearly 100 media interviews in the last 5 or 6 days, and only a couple of those have been with newspapers. They seem to want to do their own research, and which, of course, they should be able to do from our website. And I know that they do tune in also to World Nuclear News. We get a tremendous flow of information through here. We're set up for that, I think I've got about over 400 emails since Friday morning on this particular topic, mostly with technical information. And we distill that and publish it as World Nuclear News on the website, which gets regularly updated by my colleagues.
All right.
And they've got access to that information if they want it, but some of them find it, more interesting not to use it, I think.
Yeah. There are some people over here that are... one of the broadcasters over here has said this is a message from God. All the trouble, the tsunami and the radiation and all that stuff. If you believe it, fine. That's fine. But to get everybody all hyped up is the height of irresponsibility, to the point of people by the millions here on the West Coast are buying this iodine. What is it, Roberta? It's an iodine.
Iodine pill, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And yeah. And that's significant if you're exposed to a large amount of fallout from the core of a reactor. That is, you're breathing in or eating. Mm-hmm. But the only time that would have been really helpful in the history of nuclear power so far would be around Chernobyl, and there people were not breathing it in; they were actually drinking the iodine in the milk.
Because the cows were grazing,
would have helped there.
The cows were grazing in the fields where the nuclear residue had landed. Right, that was
That's the whole problem
of that. Yeah.
Right. How long does this nuclear residue last?
Well, it depends what it is. I mean, iodine has a half-life of 8 days. Within a month, that's all dissipated, really, largely diminished. Cesium-137, though, has a much longer life, and the parts of the Chernobyl area where there was fallout have significant radiation. Well, when I say significant, they have, you know, easily measurable radiation levels due to that cesium, even 20 years later.
Right.
But no health hazard, I think, at this point. Or hasn't been any health hazard for quite a few years, actually, but that's longer lasting.
Yeah, well, and the whole, you go over there now, I remember going into the airport in Kiev, it was about 30 miles from Chernobyl, and seeing how wonderfully everything is. I mean, it's not ideal, no question about it. The Russians were extraordinarily irresponsible. We all know that. One nuclear plant doesn't automatically mean the other one is exactly like it. Those are some of the lessons to be learned here. Thank you, sir, for your time. Ian Hoare-Lacy from the World Nuclear Association, and go to their website, which is world-nuclear.org, world-nuclear.org, to maybe get yourself straightened out on some of these headlines. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, according to recent research data, Netflix is delivering 61% of all digital video being streamed online. Competitors like Amazon are falling behind due to Netflix's strategy of saturating the set-top box market. Netflix's large collection of movies and stranglehold on the market will make it tough to topple. In other news, HarperCollins publishers will now restrict how many times a library can rent out an ebook. Public libraries have been receiving an overwhelming amount of demand for ebooks, and the new rules will cost them much, much more. An ebook only lasts 26 rentals before it needs to be rebought. And finally, Chicago is the first city to let citizens send photos and videos to 911 via cell phones. So far, most pictures being sent in are showing damage from a crime scene or an accident, but if snapping a photo puts you in harm's way, stick to the phone call. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
30 years ago, I wasn't worried about retirement. As an airman, mutual funds and 401ks weren't a priority.
Fortunately, USAA was thinking about his future. Our commitment to the financial needs of our military veterans and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, let us serve you. Go to usaa.com/retirement or call 877-242-USAA. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. Advice provided by USAA Financial Advisors, Inc.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix.
See terms of use.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Near you.
Three after the hour now, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Wednesday, the 16th of March, 2011, first day of spring, Roberta, next Monday, the beginning of the new stuff. This is where grass gets greener and the air gets
tomorrow
warmer.
It's going to be 60 degrees in New York and Friday, 70 degrees.
70 degrees.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Let us begin a new habit. Get out of the winter habit and get into the thread of springtime. How's that for a deal? Just
but I'm not a nun.
And yeah, I know that. I've heard that. The repeat of the act from last spring. What do you remember, and how can you strengthen this spring by remembering the good things from last spring? It's all about repetition. It is a good the thread, if you will, a bind that you have. With the springtime is irrevocably the best time for most of us. If you live in areas where there are seasons, here in California, not so much, but certainly as Roberta was suggesting, and when you get the Mason-Dixon line, Mississippi River, north and east of there for sure, although it's been really rough in the upper mountain states this year, Colorado, the Dakotas, Minnesota's always a horrible place. Ugh, God. So you have
your...
It's
not horrible. The weather is horrible there.
Well, it's okay. Yes. Thank you for straightening that out. The weather is horrible. My sister lives there, and she works for Delta, and fortunately she can take the trips down. She does Minneapolis, Miami, Minneapolis, Fort Lauderdale, Minneapolis, Palm Beach, Minneapolis, Tampa. You know, those you get yourself out of where you are, and you can make the best of your circumstance. And that's the thing about spring. It allows you, I think, to feel good about whatever those circumstances are. Speaking of circumstances, the Queen of Cheap is here with us, and she's got more on.
She's the Queen of Cheap.
What we started talking about yesterday.
Wow!
It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, so what do you have? Yesterday we talked about free calls and free texting to Japan.
Yes,
that information.
AT&T, Verizon, yeah, and Time Warner all offering free calls and texts, yes.
Okay, all right, so that info is still there.
It's still
in
there.
The Queen of Cheap Box at DougSteffen.com. All right, so what's new for today?
And also Google has a people finder up, too, if you're looking for someone in Japan.
Oh, cool.
Today we have a free subscription to Women's Day Magazine. It's from Mercury Magazines. These go really quickly. So if you want this free subscription to Women's Day Magazine, go to the link on DougStephan.com, fill in the form, answer a few short questions, and voila, you get your free magazine. Starbucks has their new Via product, which is kind of like an instant coffee.
Is there something about you want to yell and scream in my ear?
Yes.
Today you want to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you buy their new Via product, you'll also get a free 12-ounce bag of coffee with a mail-in rebate. So that's pretty cool. Bath and Body Works, through March 19th, you get a free tote and a country chic body lotion, if you'd like, when you buy any full-size signature collection item at Bath and Body Works.
Yeah.
Also, there's a great book. It's called Living Rich by Spending Smart, right up the Queen of Cheap's alley. The beauty of it is that you can get it free at Amazon.com.
Free!
It's as an e-book, which, of course, you can read on your Kindle. We've gone through this through your Kindle, on your Mac, on your PC, on your iPod, on your iPad, on just about anything electronic you've got. You can read it. So it's called Living Rich by Spending Smart, free on Amazon.
Yeah.
If you've got lots of photos and you want to make a photo book, Snapfish has a deal. Buy one, get one free. And here's an advance notice coming up on April 5th. You can make a free Lego watering can at the Lego store if you've got a youngin' that loves Legos. Now, whether or not this actually works as a watering can, I'm not quite sure, but it's Legos that you can put together to look like a watering can and confuse your family and friends.
Perfect. All right, so that's
all the Queen of Cheap.
At the Queen of Cheap,
that's
the Queen of Cheap box. Underneath all the headlines and the co-hosts and stuff, you see it on the left-hand side. She really can save you money. Next to the picture of Dr. Ken with his daily dose of important medical info, all kinds of help is there at Good Day, including the way for you to find out how you can help the relief efforts. If you click on to the USAID button, headline from today's show, just click on that, and there's a whole expose about how you can help the people in Japan, what options there are for you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So all that stuff is listed there as well. Plus a story at DougStephan.com today about the NBA, the ref that is in fact suing the sports writer over comments that were made. This is back, I was talking about this earlier before you came on board, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
How there was somebody who lost his job. I talked about that last hour, I think. This is a guy who is the morning host on a radio station in Atlanta. And he was on a Delta flight last week.
Yeah.
And the flight was delayed, and he thought that the way Delta handled it was really very poor. Hello, shock. Yes, many of the airlines do a very bad job when it comes to going, especially these big hubs. Like Atlanta is the busiest airport in the world. Getting in and out of there is a pain. So when you come in and you're a little early, oftentimes they're not prepared. Even if you see an empty gate, they're not prepared to get you in there.
Yeah.
So this guy on his Facebook page explains what happened. Well, Delta has people monitoring Facebook to see, like the old days, remember we used to have the clipping services?
Right.
So if somebody was mentioned in a newspaper somewhere about you or your company or whatever, you could solicit it and get it? All right, so there are now people watching Facebook to see what comments are made. So this guy from Delta sees the radio host, taking a shot at Delta. Meanwhile, Delta's a big advertiser on the radio station. So the guy from Delta calls up the radio station and says, hey, this guy's dumping on us. What's the big idea? So they fired the guy.
Oh, my goodness.
They fired this guy because of what he posted on his Facebook account about the delay.
Oh, my goodness.
Can you imagine? All right, so anyway,
Can they do that?
Well, they did it. They can do whatever they want. You work for a private company, and if they don't like what you're doing, they're trying to keep. I got thrown off that radio station in Peoria three months ago when we had the thing about McDonald's. Remember I told you that story? Mm-hmm. You remember that happening? The behind the scenes? I got thrown off the station because of some comment that was made on the air, and because they just had gotten McDonald's on as a sponsor.
Big sponsor, right.
Big sponsor. The people at McDonald's didn't like it, and somebody had to go, and it was me.
Mm.
So that's how much influence advertisers, and you know what? So be it. If that's the way this is a private enterprise, if that's the way the people who want to run these stations want to run them, then that's what they ought to be able to do. I may not agree, but it is what it is. I think that's the way it is, frankly. Also at DougStephan.com, there is the cutest video of a boy and his dog sitting on a couch watching television and trying not to fall asleep. It really is kind of a cool.
How can you lose with kids and
you
dogs?
I mean, come on. Either one of them. Can't do it. No, listen, you can't. All right, so that's that story. And the poll today, what's your favorite thing about St. Patrick's Day, which is tomorrow? A, beer. B, the food. C, the music. D, pinching people who are not wearing green. That's what I'm going to do to you, Roberta.
Oh, I'm going to wear green then. I'll protect myself. I am making corned beef and cabbage, however.
Are you really?
My father's secret recipe, yes.
Secret? You don't want to post it at DougStevin.com?
Well, I'll tell you what it is. You put a half a grapefruit into the water when you're boiling the corned beef.
Wow.
That's the secret.
Make it more acidic, would seem.
Well, I think it makes it tender. The vitamin C, the absorbic acid, makes the corned beef tender, and the grapefruit just adds a wonderful flavor to it.
Is that like ascorbic? Is that
absorbic acid? Yeah.
No.
It's not ascorbic. It's ascorbic. Ascorbic. Thank you, boss.
No B. Ascorbic.
Ascorbic.
Ascorb. Let me do
it. Ascorbic.
Nice job, Roberta. Roberta,
whatever it is.
Yeah, it's that too. All right, innovative ways of dealing with the news from television coming up because Jennifer's not here, so we'll innovate, Roberta and I, at 18 before the hour on Good Day.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm, thanks to discounts of up to 40%. Switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends Metafast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Metafast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Metafast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetafastKen.com. That's MetafastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetafastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
15 before the hour. Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen. Before we get to the television news, back to that NBA ref who's trying to sue the sports writer. I just wanted to read a little bit more into this because it sounded a little broad to me. By the way, the writer's name is John Krasinski. No relationship to the guy who's on The Office. Bill Spooner is the veteran NBA official. He's suing Krasinski, and the reason is because Krasinski claimed on his Facebook page that this ref, his name is Rambis, promised the coach of the Houston Rockets that he'd figure out a way for him to get 2 points back after he made a bad call. And, you know, he doesn't, certainly that's going to affect your reputation if you're telling the coach, okay, I'll fix this, and somebody hears it, and he puts on his Facebook page, yeah, who's, somebody else must have heard this one way or another. So there's two parts to the story, Roberta. One, that a ref is basically being corrupted by a coach, if that's true. And secondly, the guy reporting on it, there are no secrets. Mm-hmm. Everybody hears, knows everything now. That's part of the lesson, at least I think, with that story. All right. Yesterday on The View, the ladies discussed Gilbert Gottfried, who was fired by Affleck because he did the Affleck duck. He said something that wasn't nice about Japanese people, and here's the beginning of that conversation.
Comedian Gilbert Gottfried was fired as the voice of Affleck, the mascot of Affleck, okay, for tweeting jokes about the tsunami in Japan. Here's one. This is not my joke. One of the things that was said, not mine. I just broke up with my girlfriend, but as the Japanese say, there'll be another one floating by any minute now.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Yeah, that's about right. Okay. Now, Comedy Central roasted Donald Trump last night, and there were some fun. I mean, there's really pretty interesting things here. The people who are participating in all of this. First, here is Seth MacFarlane talking about Donald Trump's hair.
For all of his self-starter bullshit. He's basically Jaden Smith with a comb-over. You're a grown man. You got hair like Dennis the Menace. What's going on here? Did you fall head first into a cotton candy machine? What happened?
All right. So, Peter, play cut to, let's see here, 16, 15, the situation. Who's Michael, whoever he is from Jersey Shore, tries to make a joke.
Look at him. He's pimping. Not a lot of guys can pull off wearing a hat like that. People are hating on him because Trump is always firing people, but it's kind of okay because he completely let himself go anyway. Donald.
This is bad.
Hey, chill.
Yeah, he gets Peter, play the boo the next time. Honestly, he deserves getting booed. This guy.
I like how you roll. I've seen pictures of your house. Everything in your house is gold. Who the f*** decorated your house? Flavor Flav's dentist? I'll say this, though. Your wife is hot. The best part is she married you for love.
Yeah.
Yup.
He's awful.
She loves money.
Boo. Boo.
Oh, hey, what are you gonna
boo,
do?
You jerk. All right, so here's Donald Trump starts out his response to some of these things with something that's in the current vernacular, Roberta.
Mm-hmm.
They're all losers, and I love associating with losers because it makes me feel better about myself and makes them feel better about me. Winning.
All right, and then he talks about Larry King. This is pretty funny. Listen to this.
This dais is the perfect metaphor for where America stands today. Look at our economy, barely moving, gasping for air, and desperately clinging to life. Very much like Larry King. The only difference is, with Larry, we have a never-ending supply of gas. Never ends.
Never ends. All right, so anyways, that's some of the stuff. TV Land is in talks to pick up a new comedy starring Fran Drescher. It's called Happily Divorced. Hey, anybody could be in that, right? I could be in that. 51 after.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
After the hour now, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, How to Heaven, brings us Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show, a wonderful way for you, no matter what your community, to find out about your animal, your pet. By the way, Warren has a wonderful line of pet products called Hugs and Kisses. There are vitamins and minerals. I give them to both Frankie and to Charlotte. They supplement for both cats and dog. Very cool stuff. And by the way, you need to remember that minerals, as we don't do a good job as humans, neither do we with our pets. We all talk about vitamins, Warren, but we don't talk about minerals and how important magnesium is and the other things, potassium, things that humans need, dogs and cats need as well, or is there a distinction? Do they not need as much or all of the things that we need?
Actually, Doug, they need supplements more than we need. If you think about how much time they spend in the environment and things like our drinking water and environmental air, that's why it's so important. You know, just when human beings started taking minerals and supplements for themselves years ago, I knew right then and there, let's check out our pets. And sure enough, their immune systems have become depressed just like ours. So it's real important to make sure they're just on not just vitamins, but good vitamin mineral supplementation, because no matter what you feed your dog, best food in the world, if you don't absorb it properly, if your dog or cat doesn't absorb it properly, you're scooping it up the next day. So it's important to give them supplements.
Well, that's why we talk about probiotics. Probiotics for dogs and cats, the same as probiotics. Probably could use the same sources. Do you have probiotics in the Hugs and Kisses?
We do, and the most important thing is what the Hugs and Kisses does, besides skin and coat and shedding. I feel like I'm bragging about my product, but the most important thing, Doug, about it is it really supports your dog or your cat's immune system, and we all know that's the bottom line.
Right. Okay, at DougSteffen.com today, we have a picture of a boy with his big bulldog, and they're falling asleep on the kind of very cute stuff. And it sort of brings me around to something we were talking about just before we went on the air. How you know whether your pet trusts you, because there is a big thing. Dogs and cats that have been abused, or pets that have been abused, are not going to, even though they are, you know, it's amazing. You look at some of these dogs and how the unconditional love back to the people who may have been abusing them. But there is, they'll tell you whether they really trust you by their body language, right?
Yeah, there's a whole concept. One of the most important things any good pet guardian can do is learn the body language of their pet. For example, when a dog rolls over on their back and exposes their belly, what does it mean? It can mean one of two things. It can mean, I'm totally, totally submissive and kill me if you want. Or it can mean, you know what, Doug? Like Charlotte when she rolls on her back. You know what, Doug? I trust you. I have 100% confidence in you. I know there's no problem. Here's my belly. And then we talked earlier about a dog backing up to you, yeah. Especially a female dog. That's also a sign of confidence, because a female dog would never back up to anybody or another dog she didn't feel confident with. It's a very vulnerable position for the dog. So all of those things really make a major difference. And one more thing. When a dog sniffs you in inappropriate areas, and every man's been double over by a dog sniffing them in those inappropriate areas, that's your dog surfing the web. The dog is gathering information there, which will give the dog the confidence and let him know how to react around you.
Really? Surfing the web? I didn't know.
Roberta. He's Googling.
Right.
I was at a dog park the other day, and there was one dog sniffing another dog in the butt. That's what dogs do. And someone said, why do dogs do that? And I said, he's just yahooing, surfing the web, getting all the information he needs.
Charlotte is always checking out Frankie's pee-pee, and you wonder
it's conversation. It's like you and I having a conversation, Doug. The bottom line is this scent.
I haven't checked out your pee-pee, though, Warren.
I hope not. But the strongest scent of a dog, the strongest part of a dog, is their sense of smell. So all the information, hormonal information, food in the area, even the mood based on hormones can be detected by sniffing. What did you call it, a little wee-wee?
Yeah, it's a little wee-wee.
Well, even by sniffing that area or the butt area, it's really giving the dog all the information it really, really needs to know how to react.
Yeah. All right. Somebody asked me the other day about dealing with nails on cats and dogs. Is the best way, if they grow fast, do you take them off? How do you know, when you look at them, how do you know when to cut them?
Usually I tell people if you can hear them on the floor, it's time to cut them. But it's very important to understand the way nails work. They have a vein in them, so it's very, very sensitive, and it can hurt. Right. So what you need to do is just clip the tip, wait a week or so, and go back a little bit further, because that click or that vein actually recedes. So what I do with my dog, when I get a new dog in the house, first thing I do is I massage the feet every single day so they get comfortable about having their feet touched. Uh-huh. Then I take out the nail clipper, but I don't clip their nails, Doug. I put their nail clipper next to a treat or next to their food, so there's a positive association with it. Then gradually over a period of time, I build up the dog or cat's confidence, so it's almost like they're ready for their pedicure.
What a great tip. Thank you. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Check him out at DougStephan.com.